Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance neath the cover of October skies. You know the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound of the breezes that blow.
What's up? What's up, everybody? Welcome aboard to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you. And what's going on, everybody? Anyways, as you know or don't know, I'm in Vegas this week, and I thought I'd share with you my webinar from a Monday night. It was good. We talked about Bitcoin and all of it, so let's go ahead and knock this out and share this. Here we go.
What's up? What's up, everybody? Welcome aboard. It is Monday night. Did you guys miss me last week? Shame. Shame I wasn't here. But, of course, the markets are quiet anyways, and NVIDIA was a good buy. It could be. London is here. Oh, my goodness. We're all here. I could always count on you to criticize. It's all right. I love you anyways. I hope maybe you're flying my plane tomorrow from Chicago to Vegas, because we're going to Vegas tomorrow. I've got the seminar this week, and I'm excited about that. And, markets were about as dead as they could be today. It was about as quiet as quiet could be. This is going to be, I would assume this to be the pattern until the end of the year, barring any major black swan event. The only event that's coming up, it would be the Fed. And I don't know that the Fed will have anything to say that's going to rock the markets. I think the whole thing will come down into the verbiage of how they say it. But I do not believe it will be anything of note that's going to change the dynamics. They're going to hike rates. We'll see how the markets react. To the last time we had a rate hike in December, we all remember what happened. We got clobbered until February 11th of 2016. And then the markets, that was the low of the markets in the last 2 years. So we'll see. Again, I don't see any reason to believe that they're going to collapse. I don't see any reason to believe that they're going to explode. I would assume that you're going to see this continuation of a drift. And it could drift either higher or lower. It will more likely drift higher, but that's what we'll see. A New York City bomber blew. Yeah, that's true. I got to read first before I spit it out there. Thanks for your help. I forgot I put the IWM trade on a different account too. Logged in this morning and owned plus 44,000 in shares. Good. Good for you. Awesome. All right. All right. So anyways, as we always start out every call with our words of wisdom from our friend Connie, and time is your friend, impulse is your enemy. And of course, we're dealing with that right now. It's going to take a lot of patience. One of the reasons many traders take off after this week is because the markets are typically slow. Now, in history, I've had some very big days in these markets, if I was around. But typically, you wouldn't want to be around because there is not a lot to do. So you don't want to create action, because what happens in these markets is you get yourself stuck. So as we always say, patience is also a trait. So to be impulsive in these markets is never a good thing to do. It will always create, it usually creates more trouble than it's worth, and it's easier to be patient and to watch. I emailed you, Mr. Tim C. You didn't respond, young man. And of course, I bitched the whole call, right? But I get one free one that I actually comment on, and it's a public bitch, not a sneaky one. But the woman who just climbed out the bottom of an ashtray criticizing a working mom, and that, of course, is a handler. I mean, who is she? What is this all about? Are we not? Have we stooped to the second grade level of criticizing other people in this world? I'm kind of confused at what that was all about, and that whole deal with Handler and her video, and the other woman who did the makeup deal. I mean, are we really, is this where we're stooping to in our life? I don't get it. I mean, I'm sick of the fake news, and I'm sick of all this second grade activity. You know, can we just grow up and try to make things better? I think that's really where I'm from right now. I don't know what anybody else thinks about it, but I'm really kind of just, yeah, I mean, I don't know. She just crawled out of either the bottom of a bottle or of an ashtray, one of the two. I'm not sure which one, but anyways. So here's the Bitcoin chart, by the way. I was just looking at it. It's this is the 4-minute version, a couple of nice little blow off potential trades and patterns. But at the end of the day, you know, the equities once again made new highs. I don't know. Did they make new record highs today or just closing highs? I don't remember. I honestly didn't look. I'll be honest. I didn't really care. And no, they still are just another new closing high. So as we've said almost every week, we're not sellers yet. There's no reason we're going to be a seller. And we've never reached back down to the 23,000 level. So now, you know, if you were must trade, okay, then you'd probably look almost at the 24,000 level. Or even possibly a higher. Again, there's no reason to step in front of the train. All right, the train is going forward. The markets are going up. You know, and you can make a million reasons why. The bottom line is they're going up. So why should we get involved? So we're not going to sell it. And somebody's going to say, well, this is a double top, and very well could be. But double tops are best in a downtrending market, not a market that's trending higher. So we will let this. We will let this go, and we'll watch and we'll observe, and no reason to jump in this market right here. It made another new high, so let's let it trade. You know, last week's key reversal, which we weren't together for, was interesting, but it failed once again. Now, if it doesn't take out the print high, then I could have a change of heart and a change of mind. But for now, you know, there's no reason for me to get excited and want to do anything here, because there's not enough action to make me want to do that. Yes, and peace. You're a Papa X-ray. Very similar. Okay. Did not make a new print high, made a new closing high. And again, we thought that, you know, that at 2650, you know, you might have been looking at a potential buy. And of course, it broke through there. But at the end of it, you know, here we are, you know, working our way higher. And again, is there a reason for me to step in here? And what, you know, what you always want to think about is, what is the probability of success? How much can I make if I'm right? And, you know, I don't see dramatic opportunities. I mean, you know, we're net long in a lot of things, so I'm not really looking to get overly involved here. You know, here, if you're looking, you know, you would say that probably 2620, you know, 2630. And again, I'm not recommending you buying. I will personally not be buying them. All right. But that would be the logical spot to expect it to bounce off of if it does sell off.
And
the NASDAQ, Charlie.
And that's what we're looking for, is logical spots to act in the markets. Again, remember, it always comes back down to, where is it logical? Where does the chart fit? Where does the footprint fit? That's what we're trying to do. It's always about the market footprint. In the meantime, this is The Bubba Show. I am Todd Bubba Horowitz from Las Vegas. And, of course, we're replaying the Monday Night Call. And don't forget about our highschoolinvesting.com website, where we help try to educate and financially give some financial literacy to our high school kids so they can lead a better world and we don't have the crap that we have now. And also, don't forget to go to libertytalk.fm and download The Bubba Show. As well as The Sporting Edge. And, of course, The Bubba Show. You don't know this yet, but The Bubba Show is moving to 4 o'clock Eastern to come in right after the markets close, give you a little better feel on what's going on. So make sure that you check that out. But in the meantime, you can always go to libertytalk.com libertytalk.fm and download the show every single day. In the meantime, this is The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. I'm going to step out here for a break, go shoot some dice, and I will be back with more after the break. The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. Welcome back to The Bubba Show. I love the hot roll, but here I am. This is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. And, of course, we're replaying Monday night, so let's get back to that right at the moment. Here we go.
The Oscar Michael Peter, broke all the way down, came all the way back, and we thought that you could buy it at 6,800, and we went to 6,750, but look what happened. Boom, and right back up. Now, this is a little bit weaker, but again, if I could make a solid case, we're getting short. You know I'd like to get short, but did you see the NASDAQ today? It was like going crazy. On a dull market, it just kept going and going and going, and it wouldn't stop. So are we, forget about anything else, in a probability model, what is the probability that it's going to turn around? And when you take the light volume and everything into it, there's just not a lot of hope to really try to catch this unless you just want to gamble. You say, okay, I'm going to get shorter, I'm going to hold it. Okay, I could live with that, but that's not what I do. I think you're better off waiting, especially at the time of the year. This is typically a more bullish time of the year to begin with. And the Russell, now the Russell is one that we thought was potential, and I think it's still potential. But right now, again, it looks like it wants to go lower. This at least sets up better. If I wanted to take a stab, maybe at 1540 or somewhere around there, I could live with that. That would be, you know, if you must get short, this would be the one I would sell. And that's the level that I would sell it at. But from the overall standpoint, I'm really not all that anxious to sell any major indices because the major indices continue to try to find a way to grind higher. So is it logical to step in there? And I'd say probably not. That would be more what I'd decide. Basically, the indices, I just want to be neutral. I don't really want to get involved yet. Now, there'll be times we'll get and we'll fire in. But right now, I don't know that this is the time. Oil, Charlie Lima. Now, I think that oil has now seen the tops. The OPEC manipulation story is over. We're right at the upper end of the top, but we are starting to descend here. So, you know, I would look to be a seller. I mean, I'm a seller. I'm short already, and I'd sell here at 58. You know, again, they keep telling me about the overall demand and how great the jobs was. And I go, okay, where? Tell me where and please help me. In the meantime, I think that you want to look to be a seller of oil. You know, like I said, right here, 58 seems to be the level to me. You know, if it breaks out, then, you know, we'll get out. But I'm a seller at 58 and then at 60 before I'd even think of covering and getting out. But I'm willing to sit and hold this for an extended period of time. Because to me, the rally was all BS anyways. And of course, I think we're seeing it play out in the overall charts. Gold, on the other hand, has gotten ugly. All right. Now, we were somewhat bullish gold, all right, and thought we could be buyers around 1270. And as it turns out, it broke down. If you look at a weekly chart, when it broke down at 1265. No, I don't want that. I want this. So we want, and we'll go weekly. See what it looks like. Okay. And this was a pretty nasty breakdown on a weekly basis. So we'll see. I mean, for right now, you'd have to be a seller on a rally back to 1265. I don't think, you know, to try to be bullish here now, I don't think it makes a lot of sense. I think that this shows some pretty bad weakness now. Now, there's going to be a bounce. Now, if you said, you know what, I'm going to play this for a quick bounce, I could live with that. I mean, I bought some silver today, right? I mean, I bought the paper silver, SLV. I just bought 10,000 shares just for a trade, all right, because I just figured we're due to see a little bit of a bounce. But, you know, I won't be in it long if it doesn't bounce fairly quickly here. And, I mean, I would expect to see a bounce this week at some point, and maybe it'll tie around the Fed number. Hey, what's up? My other captain. Is Bitcoin pulling money out of gold? Yeah, it is. I'll go through that. I had that in my notes. Yes, it will. When are you leaving for China, boy? So I would think that 1265 would be a sell level. I would think that, if you were looking for a trade and a potential bounce, you might want to step into GLD, and we'll look at a trade when we get there. I don't know that I'd step in and buy futures here. I think it's a little bit scary, but they figure to bounce. The bonds, Zulu Bravo. Where are you at? Okay, so finally they decide to come after sleeping. They decide to show up. All right, so the bonds, Zulu Bravo. All right, so here, you know, I think they're going, I still contend they're going lower, and they worked their way up and are coming down. Now, this is the March bond, which is why it's so thin back here. But this is all going to depend on Wednesday. So to make a decision here, I mean, I'm definitely 100% seller at 154 without even thinking about it. Whether I want to sell more here now, I would rather wait now to see what the Fed does. Okay. And again, the Fed is going to have some say as to what these do. Now, it's interesting that everybody knows there's going to be a rate hike, but yet the bonds continue to rally, which means these are pushing rates down. Now, we have talked about the flattening of the yield curve over time, and of course that's still the case. In fact, I did the TV spot for TD Ameritrade today talking about this. But I'm a seller at 154 no matter what, but I think you're probably better off to wait for what the Fed does, and because everybody wants to hear what they're going to say, not what they're going to do. It's kind of what the verbiage is going to be. The dollar, again, look what happened. We talked about it coming back down to 92.50, 93, and of course it immediately bounced higher. Now we're kind of in the middle of nowhere. Now it is experiencing just a little bit of resistance here around 94, but I firmly expect to see 95, and then we'll see. Now, again, this also will be related to what the Fed does. If the Fed hikes rates, or if actually not they hike, we know they're going to hike. If the Fed is a little bit more hawkish, which indicates more rate hikes are coming, then you can expect the dollar to get even stronger. Right. In a higher interest rate environment, the dollar will become stronger. There also is the ECB, I think, is speaking this week as well. So those are a couple of things that could create a little bit of activity in the dollar as well. So basically, I'm looking to be, I'd rather be a buyer than a seller. I will look at it at 95 if it rallies or to be a potential seller, but I'd much rather be a buyer at 92.50. And the euro currency, of course, which means I'd rather be a seller in the euro currency, and there I would like to be a seller probably about 119 to 120. Right, that would be my areas of where I'd like to see these things pop to so I can sell them. I believe they're going way lower, and if you remember, we started trading these back in, when they were about a buck 05. So I would like to see the rally so that I could sell into it. You know, that's what I've been doing anyways, and I think this will also have an effect from what happens on Wednesday. The British pound, okay, again, bounced off the levels we're looking for. I figure you might see a rally to 136. I think this is now more of in a trading range now that we're moving into the Brexit thing. So I would be a buyer right now at 132-ish and a seller at 136. And of course, the VIX, I think today was the third lowest close in history. And that's not print, that's low. And here we are back on the bottom. Well, based on this chart, I would expect to see some volatility pop in. Now, again, that's we could break down and just go to the downside. Certainly, this is not a very beautiful chart. This would actually be, many of you would look at this and say, hey, isn't that a head and shoulders? And I'd say, yeah, okay. But the key to the head and shoulders is the neckline. It's got to break below this to go much lower. Now, I don't really, honestly, I don't see a lot lower in volatility, but it could go lower. So I wouldn't, again, because it's December, because Santa Claus is probably still showing up, I wouldn't get overly excited here to jump in. I would just look at it and understand and say, hey, maybe it's better if I sit back and not trade it. ECB and Bank of England have meetings on Thursday, not Wednesday. Okay. I misread it. Good. I'm selling the VIX at every pop. Good. You should do. I mean, right now, it just goes down. This is why I tell you this is a crooked product.
And we'll come back and talk about the crooked VXX product after the break. This is the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. Make sure you download the show every day at libertytalk.fm. We'll be back right after the break with more of the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play
What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here. The long-awaited Bubba Report. Bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Cialdini, the cow guy, as seen on CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got the Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and puts you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report. Don't let go. Come on, baby, it's time to
rock. Welcome back to The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horwich from Vegas. And let's get back to the Sunday webinar so I can get back to shooting some dice. Here we go.
It all does is deteriorate. It never stops. It just goes down and down. And if you go back and look in history of what the split adjusted prices are, you'll find out that it's like about $100,000 or something like that. Some ridiculous number. Okay, $122,000 split adjusted. I want to know where all that money went. Okay. But so again, we've got the same continuation of a whole bunch of nothing. And of course, we'll start to follow the Bitcoin. We'll put that in this section because this is part of the general markets is the way I look at it. And that is for XBT, and it up will flash a sign that you can't trade it at TD Ameritrade. And obviously only one day we can't look. So we have to go to a intraday chart for now. And of course, it popped, sold off, popped, sold off, popped, and here we are popping up again. And I would think you could look at this right now, just if you're trying to trade this, probably 17.4 to 18.9 or something like that, 18.8. You know, and that's what I would be looking at right now. I'd be watching those levels to see how it goes from there. I guess that volume was moderate, not bad. So we'll see how it goes. Been writing it down every day. Yep. Well, again, that's why you try not to, you don't ever want to be long that product. All it is a big option that has time decay. Now, three stages of investment booms. I mean, again, there's the early players that get in. All right. And of course, that's usually the smart money, the early money that's got it and is not being panicked out, but they're actually taking advantage as we do in the blow off trade. And of course, I think we're in the late stages here, and this is the late money. And the late money is always wrong. Now, again, when is it going to be wrong? I have no idea. I can't tell you when they're going to be wrong. I can tell you that when margin debt continues to go up every day, that is not a good part of the cycle. That means what that really means is there's a lot of weak money in there. And weak money is the money that creates the panics because they get out first and they start puking and then everybody else follows. So we'll see how it trades out, but that's really what you look for is where we are in the cycle of this market. And I would say we're in the late stages. Now, again, could the game go into extra innings? Of course. So there's no way to pin when it will end. We just know it will end. Why trickle down doesn't work? Okay. Look, they've been talking that garbage trickle down economics for 1,000 years. It doesn't ever work. Because these guys don't want to give it up. That's the real issue. You know, we continue to hear the story about how great the tax plan is. Well, the tax plan stinks, and it doesn't help the people that need the help the most, which is the small business middle class. Who pays the highest salaries? The small business middle class. So again, this is just more nonsense that does not work. And if you always remember that the stock market and the economy are not related, then you'll be a much more informed person as to what goes on. But as far as I'm concerned, I don't see anything great about the economy, but the market continues to go higher. So what is the FOMC going to do? Well, I don't know. I think they're going to raise rates. I do not believe that Janet Poppins is going to change her views. There is no reason to believe that they're going to stop not whining to have more inflation. You know, again, the inflation is the hidden tax. They need inflation so they can continue to finance out the bad debt they're making. What I'd like to see them do is, why don't they do an audit of both themselves and the government and quit throwing away so much money and quit throwing money at every problem and try to fix it? You know, because we just continue to build more debt. But I'm assuming that will be the continuation of more. 6-way stocks are most overvalued. Now, again, this is always subject to interpretation or an opinion. You know, everybody's going to always revert back to the internet bubble. And I go, well, you know, today at 0% interest rates with a PE of 20, that's pretty high when you consider the interest rate market. Okay. And Robert Shiller is a pretty smart guy. All right. Now, again, I'm not saying that he's right or he's wrong. I'm not telling you that it is or it isn't. I believe we're in a bubble only based on the length and the amount of we've moved and because of the free money. I think that will be the story. And I think that we have not built the economy on growth. We've built it on stock buybacks. Those, to me, are problems in the long run. But again, will it affect your trading tomorrow? No. It had nothing to do with your trading tomorrow. But that's something that, again, we need to watch. Now, this, the jobs, strong but weak wages. Well, were they really strong? Did we have strong jobs number? Is 220,000 print strong? I don't see the great thing here. I see we have still participation rate at 40-year lows. I see that the population is getting older. I see a lot less people working. So, yeah, so the unemployment is 4%. So what? We're not making any more money. So what good does it do you? That's what I always wonder. And again, I don't understand why we're chirping about things that are very much subpar. And if they think they're going to get 4 or 5% growth, they're out of their mind. There's no way. I don't even think we've had the true 3% growth they're trying to push right now. Right? That's just my opinion. I want to know where it came from. You know, if you buy a $1,000 bottle of wine, or you invest $1,000 into a factory, they both count the same towards GDP. Okay. I want to see more of those $1,000 going into the factory workers that can actually produce afterwards, not the wine you drink that when you're done with it, it's the $1,000 wasn't worth it. Bitcoin has a whale problem. And again, is this true? I don't know. But I did see an article, somebody had sent it to me, and that is that supposedly, what's the number? 1,000 people? 1,000 investors control half the market. It's very possible. But how many investors actually control the stock market? I mean, think about it that way. You know, how many, you know, you and I own 100 shares or 1,000 shares. How much control do we really have? But how much is the big money that really controls the markets, right? So, you know, again, you can look at this any way you want. You can spin it. They want to spin it that this is a terrible product. And again, I'm not defending nor criticizing it. I don't know. All right. I do know in my mind that this is a financial revolution, that the Bitcoin or something of that nature will be a legitimate currency. And people are trying to get away from the Federal Reserve for a lot of the reasons we talk about all the time. All right. It was up $6 today. Yeah. Bitcoin futures margin requirements are high. Now, again, this is why I didn't trade it. Right now, IB, I don't have IB, but IB is 50% margin, no short selling. So what is it going to do me? You know, I got to put up all the money, right? Where am I going? Now, these two guys are the problem in the Bitcoin industry, in my opinion. Okay. I would not let these guys alone in my house. The Winklevoss boys. But again, they're the big pushers of Bitcoin. They're, you know, they've got some angles in. And of course, they were on TV all day today and talking about it. Now, again, you know, are they trying to manipulate and push up? I don't know. Again, I'm not saying one way or the other. I don't really know what that is. But I do know that, you know, obviously most people in their position will talk their book. And their book is that they own a lot of Bitcoin and they want to see it continue to go higher because they want to take the money out. Now, you know, they did not admit or deny how much they sold of it so far. And I don't have any idea either. I mean, I would just say that, you know, if they were smart, they took off a few million bucks and put it in their pocket. But, you know, we'll see how that trades out. Now, Bitcoin has done, I think, a lot of damage to gold. I think that what you're seeing now is you're seeing Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies take away some of the new money that would normally have flowed into gold. Is that good or bad? I don't think it's either. I think, again, the one thing that you can certainly admire about Bitcoin in general is that it is a true free market. There is no market manipulation from a free market. You know, the market trades 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. You can trade anytime you want. There is no, you know, true market makers making a market. You get a market that there's a bid offer spread that you can get in or get out if you choose to do so. So these right now, from in a financial industry, this is the only true free market. Okay, that has nobody coaxing it other than the buyers and sellers. Now, if it's truly being manipulated, then you don't have to buy it. Okay, you don't have to trade it. That's up to you. But you have a choice, a free choice to set and go, okay, I want to get in, or I don't want to get it. So again, it's a free market. It's a true free market. And, you know, the rest of the pressures.
And of course, you know, there is pressure from the Bitcoin, and that's what happens. And again, it's just a replacement for a safety asset class. And we'll talk about more of this when we come back from the break. This is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. And of course, remember highschoolinvesting.com. Help us out. Go to Patreon, patreon.com/BubbaTrading. And, you know, we'll take care of you for helping us out there. And don't forget to download the show every single day at libertytalk.fm. This is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. We're going to step out here for a break and finish that hot hand at the dice table. We'll be right back with more of The Bubba Show after the break. Todd Bubba Horowitz. Welcome back to The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you, and we're talking a little Bitcoin. We're looking at some stocks, and let's get back to it right now. Here we go.
Metals have also taken a beat down. Because, again, people are flowing. You know, think about it this way. Now, not so much in the United States of America, but if you live in China and you're trying to get out of China, all right, and you've got $500,000 worth of gold, you're not walking out of China with $500,000 worth of gold, right? Okay? You ain't getting out of that country. But if you've got $500,000 worth of Bitcoin, then you can simply walk out with your iPhone. All you have to have is your wallet, right? Your Bitcoin wallet. I'm sure that's electronic. You can pick it up anywhere if you know what you're doing. I don't know how to do it, but I'm sure that. So, you know, again, there's going to be some economies that eventually will strictly run on these cryptocurrencies. You know, some of the third world nations. So, again, the overall process is real. The blockchain is real. This is not what they're trying to make it out to be, a Ponzi scheme or a scam. Now, will it sell off? I'll bet anything that it sells off. All right. But at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. It should have some value. I don't think it's going to be. Stuart looked a little perturbed that you said you wish you had some Bitcoin. Hell, I do. I wish I had a lot. Listen, I wish I had bought it. You know, I don't know if I've told this story before, but I have a guy that works for me. Okay. That has bought $20 a week since it started. Okay. I have no idea what he's got. I know he's got a lot though. Right. So, you know, I believe me, I wish I had bought it. I don't care. What do I care what I make money on? I just, the initial part of it, I thought it was a phony thing, but I learned. Interactive Broker here, long only Bitcoin, futures trading margin, 50%. You can't trade like that. That's like giving your money away. Fake news, fraud on the American public. You know, I don't know about you guys, and I don't care that Trump says it all the time, but it is true. There is a tremendous amount of fake news floating around. Now, the real critical thing about the fake news is not what they're doing or not that they're trying to get underneath Donald Trump's skin or whatever they're trying to do. But unfortunately, a lot of people listen to the news, and I want to know what happened to just reporting news for what it was. And not trying to create an opinion around it and creating all these stories that are worthless and that actually create more public trauma than anything else. Buybacks announcements on Spike Schorler's not workers get tax break. And that's the problem. Again, this goes back to the tax problem. All right. This goes back to the tax plan that the little guy's not getting a break here. It's going to be the big companies. They got a better tax rate than a small business. I don't know if you heard about the hospitals and the mergers in the healthcare field. But again, all we're doing is creating more monstrosities and less chance for the little guy to make money and compete. And if you can't compete, it makes it a much tougher world. And when you break down competition, it also destroys the free markets. And that's something that gives me some great concern. Bitcoin is totally unsecured. Well, it is unsecured. And I'm not telling you to go out and buy it. Don't misunderstand. I'm saying that I believe it's going to be a viable currency. But what is the dollar secured by? Did you ever look at the dollar? The dollar is secured by government debt. Okay, does that make any more comfortable? I mean, I'm not saying that you should be one way or the other. I'm just saying that if you look at a dollar today, which says Federal Reserve note, when it used to say silver certificate, which means you could go redeem it for a silver dollar, now you can't redeem it for nothing. It's all it is debt that they can manipulate the price in the paper. The problem is the 232 billion. I don't think it was quite that high. It might have been 232 million from Mt. Gox, which was a number of years ago. But again, listen, there's been plenty of. I don't have to go far to have people steal from me. I can just go to Washington D.C. and watch how much money they steal. Okay. Again, I'm not supporting it. I'm not telling you to go out and buy it. I think I'm giving you a legitimate argument as to why it can be real and why a lot of it's no different than the crap we deal with right now. BA was up 20% increase. Yeah, that's okay. The exit problem, and this I think is where the problem comes in, is where is the exit going to be when this market does decide to sell? And again, I'm not telling anybody to sell. Everybody knows, who's ever been with me knows, I never sell. All right, I'm just hedging it, so I don't really care. But that's where the doors are going to get crowded. That's where the plane gets full and everybody's at the exit door and you can't get out because everybody's trying to stuff themselves out. And that's what happens. That's when these markets finally decide to break. Now, again, it could be tomorrow. It could be next year. It could be 5 years. There's no telling on when that will happen. The only thing you want to know is that you want to be prepared for when it does. That's all. We're not advocating that the market's over, that it's not going to go up. I mean, again, I've said, quite frankly, I didn't sell anything in 1987. I didn't sell anything in 2007. And I'm not selling anything now. I'm going to continue to hedge my portfolio, and I'm not going to worry about it. I'm going to continue to stay in the market and use my hedging model and not worry about anything else. But if you're not, then you just need to make sure you understand how are you going to exit when the time comes to exit. And I don't want you to exit puking out. I want you to be able to exit comfortably, and that's the whole key. All right, let's look at some stocks. Enough of my whining and bitching today. It's harder to whine and bitch when the market's nothing going on. Raymond James tells me I can get 13 L3 approval by right in an IRA law or policy. Can't. Raymond James doesn't want to give you approval. That's the bottom line. All right. You can do the hedging in an IRA if you have the capital to do it. You need some, you require some cash in your account to be able to do that because you cannot use margin. But the strategies that we do are not any more than level two. Okay. So I've done it in an IRA account for years. But Raymond James, like Merrill Lynch and others, they don't want to give you that. Listen, they want you to leave your money in there because they want to collect the interest. That's the bottom line, right? All right, Apple, Alpha Alpha Papa Lima. So 2 weeks ago, we said to sell it at 175. We said we wouldn't be a buyer till 160. Well, we didn't get to either, right? But again, I would still be, even with today's big update, I would be a seller at 175, all right? And I am still not a buyer until it gets down to 160, all right? And that's just the way that I see it. I think that this is actually, if we look at this, let me clean this up. We're going to clean all these up anyways in 2 weeks anyways. So, but if we look at this, okay, you're making lower highs anyways. All right. So if this doesn't extend tomorrow, then this would just be a great spot to have sold it anyways. But you are making lower highs and lower lows. And that's what you're looking for. That's the sign of a market starting to turn. So was this just a rally because of the news, or was this a rally because it needed a rally and it was relieving some pressure and it's just now in a spot to sell again? That would be more my guess. But I would be selling it at 175 and I may choose to sell it sooner. But right now it'd be 175.
And of course, that's what we're watching for. We're always trying to follow the market footprint. And that's what this is all about. That's why I'm trying to help everybody get a better feel and a better understanding for how the markets function and how they work. And that's kind of always our goal, to help you become better as an investor and as a trader. And in the meantime, this is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. And look out for the news that we're going to move to 4 o'clock Eastern pretty soon. I'll keep you posted. And also, don't forget to get Bubba's daily update, which can be downloaded, which can actually get sent to you every day. All you have to do is go to bubbatrading.com and fill out the little form that pops up. And you will be receiving Bubba's daily update every day. As always, I thank you all for being a part of today's Bubba Show. It's always great to be here with you. This is The Bubba Show, and I am Todd Bubba Horowitz, and we will see you back here tomorrow after the red eye. Same time, same station. This is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. Have a great day, everybody. Thank you so much. We'll see you later.
Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.